Hi, can I please speak to Miss Talisha? Hello, Talisha, can you hear me? Talisha, this is Albert calling you about the Debo Provera lawsuit.
Hello.
Hi,
Yes.
Talisha.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Good afternoon. How's your afternoon going?
It's going good. How is yours?
Pretty good. I just got back from McDonald's, so everything's looking great.
Oh, that's good.
So Miss Talisha, so my name is Albert Ramirez and I'm calling you on behalf of the Depo Provera lawsuit on a recorded line. Would you like me to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you file a claim with the lawsuit?
No, I didn't.
Okay, part two to that question, and then we'll be done with that is are you willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents electronically or physically with another law firm?
Yes, I did it. I did not do that.
Okay, awesome, thanks. All right, next question is, are you filing the claim on your behalf or for a loved one?
For me.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And the next question is, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year?
Yes, I was.
You were? I'm so sorry to hear that, ma'am. Was it meningioma of the brain or the spine?
A tumor in the brain.
The brain, got it. And do you know, do you recall? I'm pretty sure you do, but what was your date of diagnosis?
In May 11, 2021.
Wow, you remember specifically what day.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so sorry
It
to hear
was, yeah, it was such a bad time in my life, so all the
Okay.
stuff I had to go through.
Got it. All right, well, I'm going to do my best to see what we could do about getting you compensated, okay? So I got a couple more questions for you and then we'll be done. So I just want to confirm your date of diagnosis was May 11th of 2021.
Correct.
Okay. And may I please have your birthday?
December 8, 1991.
1991.
Yes.
Okay. And by any chance, hopefully this is no, but do you know anybody else that was affected by Depo-Provera?
No, I don't.
Okay. Alrighty. And all right. Next, we're going to be speaking about the specific drug Depo-Provera. Did you consume the name brand contraceptive Depo-Provera, such as the Pfizer?
Yes, I
Okay.
did.
Okay. And so it was Depo-Provera by Pfizer. Did you ever lean off of that and switch to a generic version?
No, I didn't.
Okay, thank you. And can you please confirm, did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
I used it for 5 years,
For
once
five,
every
okay.
3 months.
Okay, once every 3 months for at least 1 year minimum.
Yes.
Okay, and then so you said you had at least every 3 months, so a year that was four injections a year, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and so can you please tell me what year you started using the Depo-Provera
When
and
I was
what month?
25,
Okay, do you remember what month? Of what
May
year?
2016.
May 2016. And when did you stop using it?
I stopped using it April 2021.
Okay. And so that is after 19 January 1st, 1992, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so the main injury our medical problem is the brain tumor, correct? Meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. And for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender?
I'm a female.
Okay, thank you. And next is, one second. Okay, I have your first name of Miss Talisha. That's Talisha. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have a middle name?
Julie, JEWELISE.
Let me see if I got that right. JEWELISE.
Yes.
Okay. And then Thompson.
Yes.
Okay. Thompson.
Correct.
Thank you. All right. And what is your social, please?
6255 6419.
19.
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that, please. I have 6255 0 6 4 1 9.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and next we're going to review your personal information. I have here an email address of Miss Talisha Thompson, 115@gmail.com. Phone number I have is 442-263-3422. Is that your cell number?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a preference of best time of day to meet you? Would there be morning, afternoon, or evenings?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Next, may I please have your home address, please?
It's 19993 Rimrock, Rimrock Road, Apple Valley, California, 92307.
Got it. Thank you. Is there a unit number?
No.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Next section is in regards to the administrating. Who injected you? Who administered the depot? Was it the doctor or staff, or was it yourself?
It was a doctor. His name is Mark Santos.
Mark Santos. Okay. And okay, so we're going to do a little bit of math. So you said you took it for how many years? Let me go back up and get those years. 2016 till 2021.
For 5 years.
Okay. And so 5 times 4 is 20. So would you say you took at least 20 of those shots?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. All right, so let me go ahead and pull up Mr. or Dr. Mark Santos' information here. So give me a sec. In what city is he based out of?
Victorville, California.
Does he work for Kaiser?
I believe so, yes. He works for Kaiser. It's right there off of Park Avenue.
Yes. Mark Anthony Marina Santos?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Let me go ahead and put that down. And he was out of Kaiser Permanente, correct? Or is out of Kaiser? Phone number I have for them is 833-5000. 574-2273. Okay, and the address is 14011 Park Avenue, Victorville, California.
Nine two three nine two.
Thank you. Got it. I have a couple sisters that have one lives out there. I don't know if it's I think it's Apple Valley or Victorville, or is it right next to each other?
Yeah, I live in Apple Valley.
Okay. Yeah, I have one sister that lives out there for about 30 years now. Sold her place out from out here, and I'm in South Orange County, but she was out of LA County, and she sold and bought a house out there. I have another one that I got a couple rentals out there.
It's all right here. You just have to go down the hill to do like more exciting things though.
Gotcha. Understood. Okay. Next section is about your pharmaceutical, as far as the prescribing doctor. Who was your prescribing doctor? Was it same Mark Anthony Santos? Okay, so same doctor prescribed you the depot. It was for Kaiser Permanente. Or at Kaiser Permanente. Just doing some good old copying and pasting, okay?
Okay.
Okay, where did you get your prescriptions filled? What was the name of the pharmacy?
What's the name of that pharmacy over there? It's Rancho Drugs.
Rancho Drugs, okay?
Yeah, it's in Apple Valley.
Got it. Thank you. Let me pull them up. Are they at 17798 Weika Road?
Yes, Weeka Road. Yes.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. You're doing really good. I appreciate your, knowing all this information top of your head.
Yeah, I went to the pharmacy doctor so many times. I know how to get there. I don't even have to put in my GPS anymore.
Got it. Okay. All righty. Next section is what was the method in regards to diagnosing? What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Did you put you through a CAT scan, MRI, or both?
Yeah, I did the MRI and the what is it called? It's the MRI where they put you through the thing, the machine.
Okay, so MRI, got it. And who diagnosed you? Was it also Dr. Santos, or was it somebody else?
Yeah, it was Dr. Santos, and then the other one is where they took small tissues, from the tumor.
The biopsy?
Yeah, biopsy. Yeah, MRI and a biopsy.
Got it. Okay, I'll put that down under additional notes, medical notes. Okay, but it was all done at the Kaiser, same place?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. This should make it fairly easy for the attorneys to be able to pull your records. That's why we asked for your social, so that you'll be signing a HIPAA release form, basically, so they could pull your medical records. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so let me pull up Mark Anthony His specialty, family medicine. Okay. And did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, next, medical treatment. What type of medical treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was it like a radiation, chemotherapy, immunization therapy?
Hello?
Yes, did you hear me? I'm sorry.
It kind of went out. What did you say?
Okay, the next question is, what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was it like chemotherapy, immunization therapy, or radiation therapy?
I had microsurgery, and then I had radiation therapy and chemotherapy.
Okay, so I'll put it down. Radiation therapy. Okay. Okay, so radiation, chemotherapy, and the third one was what? Micro what? Microsurgery?
Microsurgery, yes. For the microsurgery and the radiation therapy were 2 months and two sessions, and then the chemotherapy was 6 months for six sessions.
Okay, I'll put that down under the notes. Okay, so radiation therapy and microsurgery was for how long?
2 months and two sessions, and
2 months.
then
Okay, and then the chemotherapy was how much or how long?
6 months and six sessions.
Thank you. Okay, next is, who was your treating doctor? Who put you through the radiation therapy, microsurgery, and the chemotherapy?
Dr. Wilbur Sanford.
What city?
Apple Valley, California.
And that's Dr. Wilbur Sander?
Sanford,
Sanford.
Sanford. Yeah.
Dr. Willard, no, hold on.
Wilbur, Wilbur.
Yeah, just I said it wrong. I'm speaking into the Google not translate, but AI, one second. Dr. Wilbur. And it's Sanford?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Out of Apple Valley, right?
Yeah, Apple Valley.
Neurosurgeon, over 49 years of experience in the medical field. What was the name of the treating facility name? Where did you get treated?
It's called Wilbur C. Sanford, Inc.
Is that at 16085 Tuscola Road, Suite 2?
Yeah, Apple Valley, California.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Phone number I have is 760-242-3449, but that's to make an appointment. Do you have another number for them?
No, I don't. I don't have it offhand.
Okay, I'll just put that one down then. 760-242-3449. And were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yes, I was.
Okay, what dates were you hospitalized for meningioma?
I don't remember the exact date. I just know
Approximate is
that,
fine.
I know it was, sometime in 2022, but I don't know the exact date. I think June 2022, but I just did 4 days inpatient, 6 months outpatient.
Okay, so 4 days. So let's say June 1st through the 6th, or through the 5th.
Yeah, I'd say, I'm trying to remember. I don't know the exact date, but I just
It
know
doesn't
that it
have to
was.
be, because they should be able to pull that info with the medical records. So just the best of your recollection is fine.
I'd say the first day that I remember I started, I think it was May 21st, 2021, because it was 15 days
When you were
after.
hospitalized?
Yeah.
Okay, so May of 2022 or 2021?
I think it was 2021.
And then you were hospitalized for how many days?
4 days inside.
Okay. Okay. So that would be till the 5th of 2021, approximately. Okay. And so for medical notes, I have radiation therapy and microsurgery was 2 months, two sessions, chemotherapy 6 months and six sessions. Sound about right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And next section is medical records. So like I said, they're going to be wanting to pull records. Are you going to be able to assist with them if needed? Provide medical
Yeah,
records? Okay.
I don't have them right now on hand. I am out of town, but when I
That's
do
fine.
get back, I can look for them and give them to
Beautiful.
you, or I
Beautiful.
can sign the release.
And yeah, and then by then, when you're here home, usually you'll get a call from the attorneys in about 48 hours, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we're almost done. You're doing great. Next is, do you have an emergency contact information person or a person that you want to add to your emergency contact?
No, I don't.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and send you this information, but first you and I are going to do a very quick quality assurance checklist for the law firm. So let me pull that up real quick. One sec. All righty. We are going to start off with the law firm requirements are we have confirmed that you don't have representation from an attorney.
Correct.
Okay. We have also confirmed that you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for as a contraceptive.
Correct.
Okay. We also confirmed that you use the injection for one or more, for 1 year or more, which is equivalent, the equivalent of four shots, once every 3 months. And we also confirmed that you used the brand name Depo-Provera by Pfizer.
Uh-huh.
And we also confirmed that you used the injections after 1992.
Correct.
And we also confirmed that you want to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit.
Correct.
Okay. And we're discussing the retainer's going to match the Depo-Provera lawsuit. We are going to verify the correct spelling of your personal information now. Let me go ahead and do that. Okay, I have your first name of Talisha, T-A-L-I-S-H-A. Julis is J-E-W-E-L-I-S-E. Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Social 625-506-419. Email address Talisha Thompson 115 at Gmail. Phone number 442-263-3422. I have your home address of 19993 Rimrock Road East, Apple Valley, 92307. I have doctor information from Mr. Mark Santos Kaiser. And then he goes through all the way to your medical treatment. That was Dr. Wilbur Sanford. And then you were hospitalized. We got the dates for that. And that's it. Let me go ahead and send this out to you now, okay? Go ahead and
okay.
Look out for a text. There's a backup. It'll be also going to your email.
Okay. Do I just sign it?
Yep.
I can sign it from my email?
Email or text. I sent you a link to both places.
Okay.
Yep. Did you get my text yet?
Let me see. Nope. I didn't get a text or email.
Okay. Give me a sec. Let's take a peek.
Okay, I got it now.
Okay, awesome.
Review document. Hold on, wait. Continue. It says please sign.
Yeah,
but
please.
Continue. Okay.
I hear you clicking away. Let me know if you have questions, but it sounds like you're doing great.
Oh, yeah. I've done it. I completed it already.
Okay, let me take a peek. Miss Thompson completed on my end as well. All right, well, guess what? We just broke a new record for me. We kept it under 30 minutes. We got 29 minutes and 46 seconds. So thank you very much for breezing through this with me. And expect a call from the attorneys. I'd say, like, give my team 24 hours to review the call, make sure we didn't miss anything. And then they'll send the info out to the attorneys, and they most likely should be reached out to you about 48 hours, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
No problem. It's been my pleasure. And if you know of any of your friends or family that need to my connecting with the attorneys, please send them my way. Is it okay if I send you? Do I have permission to send you a text with my information right now?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and send it to that 442 number. And let me know when you get that.
Okay.
I'll probably end up hearing the buzz when your phone rang earlier.
Yeah.
I heard it.
I haven't
Okay.
got it yet.
Nope, I just sent it out for now. Nope, and I'm sorry, I forgot to put your name. I just put my name and I forgot to say.
There it goes. I got it. It's okay. I
Sorry,
got it.
man. I just sent it fast, so I'm sorry I didn't put your name there.
No, it's all right.
Okay, if you have any questions for me, before we get off the phone.
No.
No,
No, that's it.
okay. All right. Well, thank you for working through this really quick, and I wish you the best, and God bless. Take care.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.